Welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pond for Thursday, May 19th, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pond, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, it was yet another one-run loss for the Miami Marlins on Wednesday night as they faced off against the Washington Nationals in what was the last game of this three-game series. And what a game it was. With Pablo Lopez, he did not have it, I would say. This game, really just not his best performance so far this season. Only three innings pitched. That's not what you want from your Cy Young ace starter in Pablo Lopez. Three innings, four hits, three earned runs, two strikeouts, three walks. Did that on more than 80 pitches. That is not what you want to see from Pablo. 82 pitches, 44 strikes. Not great to see. But starting off for Miami in terms of getting runs, they did give up to Cesar Hernandez a wild pitch and scored the Washington Nationals. And then Jesus Aguilar had a sack fly, scoring Jazz Chisholm. Then we keep going, bottom fifth, we had a Jazz Chisholm home run, which is always great to see. Jazz also had himself a really great game. And then going into the bottom of the ninth, he had a sack fly to score Jesus Sanchez. And this is where things got interesting. There was a review after Jesus Sanchez scored, but he was initially called out. Third base umpire called Jesus Sanchez out because he did not tag up on time. He tagged up before Juan Soto can catch the ball. So when he tagged home, catcher threw it to third baseman set on the base, called out for Jesus Sanchez. And there was a long review.
The Nationals gave the ball to Franco, who stepped on the bag, and then Guccione said he left early. So at the moment, it's a double play that ends it. You can take the run off the board.
You just can't end a game that way. You cannot make that mistake in that situation. And hopefully he didn't.
First we thought something bad was going to happen. And then after the review turned out, he was called safe. They overturned it as his foot was still on the bag when Juan Soto caught the ball in the outfield. Jesus Sanchez was safe. Sacked fly for Jazz Chisholm, and it was a tied game. Really great to see there. And then going to the 10th inning, Marlins kept Daniel Castano on there, who overall pitched two innings, allowed one hit, one run. But to have Daniel Castano out there in very high leverage situations, that's not really what you want to see. That's very not the best option to have out there in high leverage situations, because the Marlins used a lot of relief pitchers. They used six relief pitchers this game after five the game before. That is a total of 11 relief pitchers on only two games. That is not what you want to see at all. They're just tiring arms. Tommy Nance went two innings. Dylan Flora went one inning. Tanner Scott won. Anthony Bender didn't even last one third of an inning. We'll get to that and what I think we should do with him. Cole Sarcher, one inning. Daniel Castano, two innings. Anthony Bender gave up two hits, one earned run, increased his ERA to 4.50. It has not been great for Anthony Bender. I think Marlins should probably put him option down to AAA for a little bit. Let him get everything ready. Let him get mentally in it, physically, because I really don't think he has it right now. We tried him as closer. Did not work out. His ERA is skyrocketing with every appearance. I believe put him in AAA. Just get him, get things all together again. Let him get a couple spots there in relief and also closing situations in AAA Jacksonville until you call him up again, until you think he's ready to be a bullpen pitcher closer for the Miami Marlins. But to have Daniel Castano out there recently just optioned back up from AAA, and you put him in this high leverage situation against the Nationals in the 10th inning when you have a man on second, not great to see. That was not great to have Castano out there. again, just overall not a great game for Miami, especially when you had Pablo out there, who the ace of the rotation, giving you only 3 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, and walking more than who he then struck, like striking out. Not great to see. Jazz Chisholm, really great game for him. Walked once, 2 hits, 2 RBIs, 1 home run. His ERA, his average up to 3.04. Jazz Chisholm looking like an all-star easily. Jesus Sanchez did have a good game at the plate, despite the little mishap that happened at the end of the 9th inning, and if he went off the bag in time, did he not? But he had 2 hits this game. Really great to see after having that huge slump at the beginning of May. 2 hits. Increases his average up to 2.21. Great to see from Jesus Sanchez. And overall, I think Miami just needs to improve how they handle late game situations. This was not a great late game situation because in the 10th inning, bottom of the 10th, Miami's down 1 run. They have to put Aggie in as their base runner on second base. And Aggie's not the fastest guy. And then Donnie took out Aggie, took out Jesus Aguilar, and put in Anthony Bass. Yes, I'll repeat that one more time. They put in a relief pitcher to be the man on second in extras. Anthony Bass. That is incredible. That, I believe that was his first pinch running appearance in more than a decade. But today is an off day for Miami as they are getting ready to face the Atlanta Braves in a 3-game set here in Miami before they go up to Tampa. That 3-game set versus the Braves is going to be very hard fought. Two teams who are right in the middle of the National League East. Both teams need these games to get close to 500. And in the Marlins' case, get at 500. With hope maybe sweeping the Braves, but we'll catch that on Fist Stripes Live on Friday. But overall for this game, not great to see for Miami. They're 899th one run loss this season. Miami loses to the Washington Nationals on Wednesday with a score of 5-4 in 10 innings. But that does it for me. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always go Fish.